the heat of the world's number one disco album. It's raining men. Get ready for Pure Disco, the most outrageous dance collection on the planet. This is 100% pure non-stop disco. It's the only place you can get the Grease Megamix and the all-new Diva Megamix. The genuine article, baby. Pure disco on two cassettes, $21.99, two CDs, $26.99. To order Pure Disco, call the number on your screen or send check or money order for the amount shown plus shipping and handling. Rush delivery is available. Call now.
guys, welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And I wanted this week to look at the roller skating community, and to be quite frank, if you're gonna skate, you're going to need some good tunes to groove to. But before we get into the skating beach bunnies or roller rink enthusiasts, there's actually a lot of history behind the humble roller skates. And the first recorded person to have wheels attached to their shoes was John Joseph Merlin, which took place in London in the 1760s. He debuted the pair of skates at a masquerade party. And at this party, he decided to wear the pair of skates and play a violin while skating around the party. But in my experience, things like this are usually better in theory. So when he went through with a plan, he soon found out that he had no control over the speed and that he had no idea how to stop. And the realization came too late as he completely lost control and crashed into a very expensive mirror, breaking his violin and the mirror. And after that, skates went through various modifications till 1863, where the first modern 2x2 roller skates were patented by a furniture dealer by the name of James L. Plimpton. So instead of the wheels being directly attached to the sole of the shoe, he added a pivot in between. So it made it possible to curve when the skater shifts their weight. And toe stops came about in the 1850s, but the large rubber toe stops for the quads was not widely used until the 1950s. And the 1960s, used wood or metal wheels, and this gave way to polyurethane wheels that gave better grip. So it became easier to ride over different kinds of surfaces. And with the popularity of roller skates growing, it would only be natural that an entire sport would grow with it. So roller derby originated in Chicago in 1935 as an endurance competition between male and female couples. And in the next few years, it was reconstructed as a contact sport with two teams, each side having 5 men and 5 women. So each side had a designated skater who would try to pass as many members of the opposing team, and the teammates worked together to block or slow down the opposing team. Then roller disco didn't become a thing till the 1970s, and roller disco was majorly popular in Chicago and New York. Even the great James Brown took inspiration of the footwork and incorporated it into his dance moves. And without further ado, here's this week's playlist to groove to. Enjoy!
I met you.
Falling head over heels for the craze. Cher even released the song Hell on Wheels, and in her music video, she is seen wearing a tight jumpsuit while rolling around in these gorgeous matching skates. The sport even gained popularity in primetime televisions on shows such as Charlie's Angels and Chip. And as glamorous as these scenes were, the average person can experience these groovy scenes at roller rinks. And roller rinks gained huge popularity in the 70s. The youth would go to the rink to show off their dance moves, their outfits, and even enjoy a little bit of romance. And there's nothing more romantic than skating in a dim room with the twinkling of a disco ball lighting up your crush's smile. But to backtrack just a bit, the roller rink came about in 1902 as the Coliseum in Chicago opened a roller rink where 7,000 people attended on opening night. Then in 1908, Madison Square Gardens in New York transformed into a roller rink. And immediately following these two roller rink phenomenons was the opening of various roller rinks throughout the US and Europe. The popularity of the sport would die out up until the 70s and 80s and then see a decline again. But in recent years, it has gained massive popularity, with roller rinks such as Moonlight and Fountain Valley Skating Center still keeping the sport alive. And a large part of this resurgence of skating, both in the rink and on the street, is due to collectives such as the Nena Skate Club, or skaters such as Estrogen, who is also the creator of the Moxie Skate. And these individuals and groups' aim is to build an incredibly supportive network while pushing the boundaries of what skating can be. And on top of these incredible displays of athleticism on wheels, they have taken the time to give back to the community. And I can go on and on over these men and women, but I don't want to keep you from the rest of the playlist. Enjoy.
Running
I gotta admit, guys, I actually had a blast researching this week's episode. And if there's anything you think I should touch upon or anything that you would actually like to listen to, just reach out and let me know. And as always, thank you guys for listening in. I still find it so hard to believe that I'm receiving this kind of love and support, so thank you guys so much. So till next week, I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.